When Hooker took over, he told Patrick to continue his intelligence oversight. Patrick had served with Hooker under Burnside and was not impressed with the man. He had an equally low opinion of Stanton, who found Patrick suspect because he backed the Democratic Party. But though the two were often at odds over travel passes, the treatment of slaves, and arrests of civilians, Stanton did not interfere with Patrick's promotion to Brigadier General. Sharp quickly put together what became the war's most highly developed intelligence activity. He used many of the same sources Pinkerton tapped, interviewing hundreds of prisoners, deserters, and war refugees, and sending out operatives to troll for information. He found Southern soldiers on leave to homes in territory the Union now controlled to be particularly open with his agents. He continued Pinkerton's use of blacks and other minorities, like Southern Virginia's Pamunkey Indians, eventually employing 5 African Americans and paying them the same as what his white spies received. By the end of February, Sharp also had a large letter-opening operation underway as Pinkerton had. Bags full of confiscated Confederate mail, mostly intended for Maryland, were captured in Virginia's Northern Neck, giving him early hints about rebel troop numbers and movements around Fredericksburg, as well as tidbits on Confederate generals, the condition of their forces, and the problems they were having with soldiers slipping away from their camps. Sharp took his intelligence operation an important step further than his predecessor. Pinkerton had compiled his reports based only on his interrogations and what his espionage agents discovered. The rest, cavalry scout dispatches, balloon reports, and all the other bits of information that found their way to headquarters, bypassed Pinkerton and went directly to McClellan, who sorted through the jumble to come up with his own foggy picture of the enemy. Sharp now had access to everything that came to Hooker's headquarters, the reports from cavalry reconnaissance missions, signal corps stations, and balloons in the sky, the interceptions of Confederate flag messages, the newspapers from Richmond, the intelligence telegraphed from neighboring commands. Sharp's bureau then sorted, synthesized, and analyzed all the information to present to Hooker the clearest, most comprehensive picture of the enemy a Union commander had ever had. The Bureau of Military Information was a major innovation, decades ahead of its time.